Nice, got it queued up and all. Now we're ready for the solar division of Action Roofing called Action Energy. Kirk Mueller, welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
You're welcome. I just don't use enough electricity to warrant getting solar. Someone calls you up, and by the way, the same number could be for the solar division, the downspout or gutter division. I mean, the roof, gutter, and solar is 805-966-3696, 805-966-3696. When someone calls you up and they say, my electric bill is about this, or, you know, averages out 12 months, what is the number where you're, you go, hey, I should come out and meet you because you have a potential to consider this?
That's a great question. It's something that we come across often. And really, it's any amount of energy that you use. And now I know you say, you know, your energy bill is smaller. You don't consume a lot of energy. It's kind of a drop in the bucket kind of a thing. But during the site consultation, it comes up that regardless if I'm able to offset 100% of your consumption, or even maybe you have a huge house and I'm only able to offset 50% of your consumption, the fact is that when you're going solar, you're buying the kilowatt hours that those panels are going to produce, and that over time is going to be cheaper than what you're going to buy from SCE.
And I remember years ago when I started in the business, buying real estate as a hedge against inflation versus renting. And of course, once you buy your solar panels, the price isn't going to go up. Price of energy goes up.
Exactly. So when you go solar, you lock in your price per kilowatt hour. You add some energy storage. You're resilient to a grid that's going on and off. I feel like more often these days with high wind events, down power lines, and you're also able to use that energy that you created during the day with energy storage at night. Your battery discharges at night and covers you into the evening time.
So we jumped in without covering the basics because, of course, you have. No, it's fine. Because now you're referencing that you get solar panels, you can get the battery, but it's not required.
It is not required, but with SCE and the volatility of the grid, it's recommended, and the 30% federal tax credit is also extendable to the cost of the battery. So
you get the battery. In other words, solar during the day, you're running anything electric, sun's out, but if you don't have the battery in the middle of the night, you turn on your electricity, you're not using, there's no saved energy. You're just going to use.
Exactly. Yeah. During the day, the sun is pumping. It's producing power and offsetting the loads of your house and sending the excess back to SCE or, you know, the utility. But then at night, you know, there's no solar. You're drawing from the grid and you're reliant on the grid. Now, if there's a power outage, you have no power. And if there's a power outage during the day, a common misconception is that I have solar, my power goes out. I'm still going to have power, and that's just simply not correct. If you have solar and you don't have batteries, your solar is also going to shut off. It's a safety concern.
Because it's connected.
It's connected to the
grid.
Exactly. They don't want to send a lineman out there to go fix a down power line and have you discharging your solar energy and energizing that line when they think it's down.
Right, because during the day, when you're using solar electricity, you're not only using what you're using, you're sending excess back.
Correct,
on
Mark.
The grid.
Yeah.
Well, and the problem is that the utility companies, and correct me if I'm wrong, they'll look at your 12-month average and they'll say, this is what you're allowed to put on your roof.
Yes, for the most part. They don't like you to put up more than 110% of your historical usage. However, let's say you want to get an electric vehicle in the next 6 months, or you have plans for a jacuzzi or a new AC system, you can sign something called a system size acknowledgement form, which lets you go ahead and oversize your system. It just simply states that you're planning on getting one of those appliances that might use more electricity. So you're planning for the future.
I want you to know, I kind of knew about that, the first question. I didn't know the second thing you just mentioned. Is that something new?
No, No, it's not something new. It's something that you could, you've always been able to do. Some people don't know of it, and they shy away from it. But it's during the site consultation. If someone says, hey, I can't wait to get this new Tesla or this new Volt, or I'm going to turn my jacuzzi on for the first time in 5 years because
and
now I have solar.
Central AC.
It's getting hot. I'm going to have AC, you know, installed. And I say, okay, let's plan for that. We're here. Let's add the three or four more modules to go ahead and offset that electricity. And when I get it permitted with SCE, they say, hey, this is oversized. I send them the system size acknowledgement form and smooth sailing from there.
I want you to know that over the weekend, I was listening to an LA radio station, and they were interviewing the big bad boys down in LA, mm-hmm. and, you know, pimping them like I'm pimping you. And they asked that question, and the only answer was, well, if down the road you want to add central AC, electric jacuzzi, electric tankless water heater, we can come back and add panels. They did not suggest what you suggested.
So there's a nuance there. LA has, you know, shares the region with SCE, Southern California Edison, and LADWP, LA Department of Water and Power. And LADWP, I've worked in LA, is an entirely different beast. They are not as friendly to solar and energy storage systems, installers, and the clients of those installers. So they might be 100% correct in stating that.
They might not have the option.
They might not have the option to go ahead and sign that system size acknowledgement form because they're a dictatorship out there.
Well, I love it. I'm talking with Kirk Mueller. He runs the division off Action Roofing called Action Energy, installing solar panels. People can buy them or lease them?
So we only go with a cash system. They buy them. If they want to finance them, they can go ahead and finance it through a home equity line of credit, or PACE financing just became available here in Santa Barbara. And that is a financing that is based on the equity that you have in your home.
Yeah, there's something about that that's really odd and something that's, in my mind, negative about PACE. Well, I want to interview someone because it puts it on your taxes or something.
Yeah, it's billed at your taxes.
Something about it I don't love. So I would say if you didn't have the money to buy the system, you could look into, home equity line of credit or something. And these panels are good. What's the life of a panel? And the warranty.
Yeah, well, they're warranted for 25 years. So the LG modules that I install have a 25-year power warranty that states at the end of 25 years, you could expect 88.3% of
the end of
power.
25 years,
exactly.
Your power will go off and you will be in complete darkness for a period of months.
Exactly. Call me up. but yeah, 88% at the end of 25 years. I mean, if we had cars with that kind of a warranty, we'd have two cars in our entire life. It also has a 25-year warpmanship warranty, which is kind of like, what is that? Warpmanship is just basically the wires, the connection, the frame to make sure that it's not going to fall apart in 25 years. And they cover the price of labor to uninstall and reinstall a new module. It's not just the new module because there's work that goes into changing out a deficient module, and they cover that price.
So are we saying you shouldn't have any expenses?
As far as
in terms of if maintenance and something goes bad or a module or wiring,
I say clean the panels once or twice every year to increase efficiency. But it's not something you have to do to maintain that warranty. So that would be an expense.
And we don't want to get my buddy up on a ladder doing that because he fell off and broke his leg in 9 different places.
Let's not get old clumsy up on the ladder. Let's let us go ahead and get on up there. Tie off, do it properly, and make sure that we're all safe and that everyone.
Do you have like an oversized squeegee that you use?
That's a great question. So yeah, we do use a squeegee. It's a large squeegee. We clean them in the when they're cool. You don't want to clean modules when they're hot. We use a simple green solution, so the runoff is safe for all the plants down below, and then we rinse them, and then we use a squeegee to remove the hard water. We don't want any hard water stains when it dries. So yes, big extension pole, big squeegee, big brushes. But gets the job done.
Action Roofing Division, Action Energy, Kirk Mueller. Well, that's great news, and I like the. Now the cost is you can't really give cost because it depends on the house. One of the things I heard on this interview, was that probably if someone calls you, you go out, you do an assessment, but then do you have Jack go out to look at the roof? Because maybe sometimes if they only have like 5 years of roof life left, you want to do something now.
Jack is obviously an expert in his field with roofing, but I've been physically installing for 3.5 years and then managing for another 3. So I've seen a lot of roofs, and if I'm not comfortable installing on it, if I don't think that roof can take that solar system and it's not going to at least last for 10 years, I'm going to have a very frank conversation with the homeowner that I'm not comfortable installing a system on this roof.
They should just simply get an opinion on the roof.
Yeah, they should get an opinion and go ahead and have us re-roof it and tie in the solar penetrations with the new waterproofing so that it's all tied under one roof warranty, because there's nothing worse than installing a beautiful system and then getting a call in 4, 5, 6 years that there's a leak, maybe from a solar penetration or maybe from some other defect in the roof.
Now you have unrelated.
Now you have to lift it up and re-roof it, and it's just a whole headache. And that's the reason a lot of solar companies go out of business, is they install on shoddy roofs and they get leak calls in 3, 4, 5 years and they just disappear.
They're in trouble. One of the things that I heard, we have some roofs that are CalShake that I've talked with Jack a lot about, and God, we're out of time. And they're out of business. They're great as long as you don't step on them, and you can't replace them. So I heard that you can go up there and start on the edge, not walk on anything, remove the CalShake. Where are you going to put the solar panels? Remove the CalShake. Do waterproofing, put down composition. You're nodding your head. You do this.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
You put the solar panels, and then with the tiles you saved, put them back together. No one knows what you did. You have a brand new roof under the solar panels.
Yep. Yep. Same process with like a two-piece Spanish tile with a bunch of boosters and stuff, booster tiles. Beautiful looking roof. We're not going to try to drill through Spanish tile. It's too brittle. We're not going to try to walk on it. We're going to lift it, install our posts, put down a composition shingle roof underneath the array, install the array, and then picture frame those tiles around the array so it looks built in. The waterproofing's all taken care of.
Nice, nice buttoned up. We did 2 topics. We could have done 2 segments on each of the topics. We're out of time. Action Roofing, Steve Martin, Gutter and Downspout Division, Action Energy Solar Division, Kirk Mueller, same phone number, 805-966-3696. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks,
all right,
Mark.
The rest of you stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's all right.